don't you just love a good cup of coffee? Plus the boost to your energy level and the way it helps you fine-tune your focus. But there's more to coffee than just caffeine. You're going to like the many other health benefits too. Let's get right to them. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for an easy-to-swallow multivitamin that also smells good instead of vitamin-y? Check out the once-a-day easy-to-swallow tablet from ProCare Health with new scent certs. The orange scent inside the bottle makes supplements not only smell better, but taste better, too. It's a whole new way to experience your once-daily vitamin. Visit ProCareNow.com and use code Susan10 to save 10%.
Hi, I'm registered dietitian nutritionist Dr. Susan Mitchell, ex-radio dietitian turned podcaster. You're listening to the Bariatric Surgery Success Podcast, episode number 163. Frustrated with all the confusion and the misinformation when it comes to nutrition, especially online, and especially about bariatric nutrition. Eat this food. No, don't eat that food. Try fasting. Try the keto diet. Heck, just reset your pouch. It's enough to make you put your hands up, shout, say, help me. I don't know what to do. I know what to do. It matters where you get your nutrition information. And when it comes to bariatric surgery, nutrition is specific. So let's cut through the nonsense and let's get you the nutrition information that you want now. Simple, actionable steps that work in your life every single day so you can get out there and do all the things on your bucket list. And that's really why I created Bariatric Surgery Success for you. So you're in the right place, and I'm so glad you're listening. And if you really like the podcast, would you do me a favor, please, and post us a review on Apple Podcasts? It really does make a difference. Thank you so much. So do you receive my weekly newsletter? It's called Breaking Down Nutrition. If not, what are you waiting for? Sign up today on my website, breakingdownnutrition.com, and you'll be the first to know about giveaways and product specials, helpful tips, the latest podcasts, and upcoming interviews with guests that you don't want to miss. One of my favorite benefits of coffee is that it's such a great fatigue fighter, right? Gives you an energy boost just when you need it. But before we jump into all the other potential health benefits of coffee, let's quickly review the current science, especially if you've had bariatric surgery. So when is it okay to have coffee after your surgery? Well, the American Society for Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery, and they're the group that makes so many recommendations for care after surgery, suggests that you avoid caffeine for at least the first 30 days. Got that? The first 30 days. So after your surgery, and then, you know, your body's sensitive and it's healing, then go back and check in with your surgeon or your bariatric dietitian and say, hey, I'm ready to add caffeine. Are you okay with that? And so when you do, I always suggest that you start with a caffeine decaf mix. You want to see how that caffeine is going to affect you and then just gradually work your way up to full throttle. Okay, on to the many other potential health benefits beyond caffeine. Number one, hydration. Okay, perk up for this. This is good stuff. Caffeinated fluids are as good as any other fluids as keeping you hydrated. So did you get that? Lean in. The current science, and this has been current for a while now, says that caffeinated fluids are as good as other fluids for keeping you hydrated. So coffee does not dehydrate you, regardless of what you see on the internet that tells you, oh, it will dehydrate you. No, that's not what the science says. Number two, what about your cholesterol level? Well, you may have heard that some coffee brewing methods can push cholesterol up. Remember that coffee itself doesn't contain cholesterol, but it might affect how the body produces it. So let's look at reviews of coffee and consumption of coffee in your blood fats, particularly cholesterol. It found that filtered coffee had very little effect on the cholesterol level, but consumption of unfiltered coffee can increase both your total cholesterol number and that lousy LDL cholesterol. So remember, the key here, unfiltered coffee is a different method of brewing. So you want filtered. Coffee contains substances called diterpenes, and these diterpenes are tied to increased cholesterol. When you use a paper filter, it traps most of these substances and pulls them out. So if the coffee has been filtered, little effect on your cholesterol. The best thing to do, best tip here then, is use a filter. So number three, regular coffee consumption is associated with a decreased risk for type 2 diabetes. I just think that's such great news. And more good news, it doesn't matter whether you drink caffeinated or decaffeinated coffee. Both are good at decreasing the risk for type 2 diabetes. So the mechanism of action, this means why is this happening? What is it that the coffee is doing? Is potentially coffee's ability to preserve the function of the beta cells in your pancreas. These cells are responsible for producing insulin to regulate blood glucose levels. Love that one. Coffee also contains antioxidants. Did you know that? Lots of antioxidants. And these may be beneficial in terms of that they will affect your insulin sensitivity and your inflammation, both of which are tied to the development of type 2 diabetes and affect them in a positive way. Okay. Number four, research points to coffee consumption to help reduce the risk of chronic liver disease. So drinking coffee regularly day to day may also decrease the risk of liver fibrosis, even among patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And that's called NAFLD. So you might have been told that you have a fatty liver. And again, it's called NAFLD. And I want to tell you why we're talking about this now so that it doesn't get confusing to you when you're talking to your doctor. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease just recently got a makeover. I'm laughing, I say, but it had a name change. So it's no longer NAFLD or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The new name is metabolic dysfunction associated steatotic liver disease, or MASLD. It's more than you ever wanted to know, right? But the reason you need to know that is that if you're talking to your various doctors and this comes up and they call it some other name, you can always go, and that's the same thing as fatty liver disease. And they'll be go, yeah, how did you know that? But the good news is that regular coffee drinking may help with the liver fibrosis, even among fatty liver disease. So I think that's really good news. And number five, I like this one a lot too. Some new research, and again, more is needed, suggests that drinking coffee, and again, when I'm saying drinking coffee, I mean pretty much every day, may help lower the risk of both Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Plus, coffee may also lower the risk for both dementia and cognitive or brain decline. Newer research is also looking at the benefits of drinking coffee to lower the risk of depression. I tell you, I can't wait for more studies to come out in all these areas, because think about it. We're talking about major issues from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's to cognitive brain decline to lowering the risk of depression. I just think this is potentially good news. So certainly what it says is if you enjoy that cup of coffee every day, nothing wrong with that. So that's the bottom line that I was going to. If you enjoy your coffee, excuse me, I'm sorry, I've had some real problems with my allergies this week and all that pollen. But if you don't have any negative issues from coffee, by that I mean your blood pressure doesn't go up too high or it doesn't make GERD worse if you have GERD, then there are many potential health benefits to drinking a moderate amount of coffee. Okay, what's a moderate amount of coffee? 3 to 4 cups a day. Whether it's caffeinated or decaffeinated doesn't matter. The benefits to your health still seem to be there. So remember, stay focused on your journey. You are worth it.
Bariatric Surgery Success with Dietitian Dr. Susan Mitchell is produced and owned by Practicalories LLC. All rights reserved. Remember, the content provided on this podcast is for information purposes only and doesn't create a patient-provider relationship. It's intended to provide reference material and is not designed to provide medical advice. Please consult your healthcare provider regarding any medical issues you have relating to symptoms, conditions, diseases, diagnosis, treatments, and side effects. Podcast guests express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, which do not necessarily reflect or agree with the host, Dr. Susan Mitchell, or Practicalities, LLC.